Trailer for Spice World promised the Spice Girls they don't just sing, and Spice World the movie gave them the perfect opportunity to prove it. The story focuses on just one week in the lives of Posh, Baby, Sporty, Scary and Ginger during the run-up to their first concert at the Albert Hall. We see them argue, laugh, sing and dance. They combat international crime bosses and an evil manager, Clifford, played by Richard E. Grant. Alan Cummings plays pretentious filmmaker Piers Cuthbertson Smythe, who announces his intention to peel back the facade of the Spice Girls. This was obviously never the actual intention of the film. It was just a cartoon-style romp with elements from everything from Josie and the Pussycats to A Hard Day's Night, and from Spinal Tap to Summer Holiday. Director Bob Spears was most well known for the hit comedy Absolutely Fabulous, and as with AbFab, there were no character limits. We can laugh with the girls, and more importantly, at them, as they take great pleasure in ridiculing their own unique existence. They do everything from meeting aliens to helping pregnant Sixth Spice, played by Naoki Mori, deliver her baby. The emphasis was definitely on laughter. Bob Spears' other credentials included Fawlty Towers and the comic strip, while scriptwriter Kim Fuller, brother of the then-manager Simon, had written for people like Lenny Henry and Jasper Carrot. British stars queued to take part. Richard Briers was a vicar, Jonathan Ross was a DJ, Roger Moore played the Blofeld-style villain, Jerry as Wonder Woman turned into Bob Hoskins, and Stephen Fry appears as a pompous judge who castigates Gary Barlow. There were other guest appearances from the likes of Paul Nichols, Hugh Laurie, Meatloaf, and even Elton John. There were speedboats, policemen, and a London double-decker bus. The girls were given total freedom to do what they do best, be wild, shrieky, sassy, and have fun. Empire magazine declared it as 90 minutes of glitzy, bold, and brassy entertainment, which meant everything had obviously gone to plan.
Yeah, I do like socialising. I'm a big social buff, yeah. And I just love male company. I love them. So any male men out there and you need a bit of company, call the Spice Girls.
I don't know, my outside interests, I'm a bit of a fitness fanatic. You'll always find me down the gym if I'm not with this lot. And I play football, actually. But
Me personally, I think, you know, I'm very into like films, you know, and cinema, you know, all like pop art. I like all that sort of very sort of escapism. Yeah, that's what I'm into.
I like going out with my friends, going clubbing, sort of, and I like going to Sainsbury's with my mum, shopping, you know, going shopping. Yeah.
I like shopping. I have to say it. Now, I'm a bit of a shopaholic. I'm a sucker for the designer labels and things like that. So in my spare time, I go shopping.